Jewish author and historian Benjamin Ginsberg warns in his recent book, Jewry's Fatal Embrace, that the preponderance of Jewish influence in every sphere of America's infrastructure could provoke an anti-Jewish backlash, not unlike that which gave impetus to the rise of Adolf Hitler in post-World War I Germany. Germany, during the period of Hitler's rise to power, was known as the sick man of Europe due to its chronic unemployment, massive debt, and hyperinflation. This was coupled with crass decadence in its social fabric, as evinced in the lewdness presented in Germany's cabarets, cinema, and the arts. The very same symptoms of a sick man are now being exhibited in America. Unemployment, layoffs, and runaway debt make headline news. Prices continue to soar. And the dollar will hardly buy you a cup of coffee. It was particularly the decadence fostered by the cinema and the arts that Hitler was principally concerned with when emerging as a popular political figure. With Jewish names dominating Germany's artistic life, such as painter George Grosz, film directors Robert Vine, Lotte Eisner, Kurt Vile, Ernst Lubitsch, with their message and images stimulating social decay, Hitler embarked on a campaign to, in his own words, rid Germany of a pestilence with which the public was being infested by a people who formed scarcely 1% of the nation. And it is the very same people today in America who scarcely form 2% of the population who out of Hollywood peddle their filth, creating a culture of decadence and enervation. Indeed, behind the scenes, it's the same Jewish names. Warner Brothers, Edgar Bronfman, Disney, Robert Iger, Michael Eisner, Paramount Pictures, Sumner Redstone, Bourne, Murray Rothstein, Sony Entertainment, MGM, Michael Linton, Universal Studios, Brian Roberts, DreamWorks, Steven Spielberg, Stacy Snyder, and David Geffen, a professed homosexual. With Jewry's dominance of the cinema in America, as well as the nation's mainstream media, the alert sounded by Jewish historian Benjamin Ginsberg rings with an ominous peal. Jewry's embrace of all the choke points of America's culture could unleash a fatal backlash, leading to the rise of a new Hitler. I do not say this apart from a sense of foreboding and alarm. Another demagogue in the mold of Adolf Hitler is not the answer to the Jewish question. It is the revival of Christianity, not merely as a religious faith to be practiced behind closed doors, but as a vigorous public force to oppose and conquer the Judaic onslaught of America that I endorse, foster, and tirelessly promote.